K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We're talking to Dana out in Mount Dora. And Dana, your date came to one of the spin classes that you teach, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if you could handle it. I'm a pretty tough teacher, but, you know, he was like, oh, I got this. So I said, okay, great.
Okay.
So he came to the class. You know, he sat way in the back, you know. I was like, listen, we put the beginners back here just in case. You know, I put the pros in the front. There are some people who are like, you know, they come every week. They're right. Super dedicated. And it seemed like he had a good time. The class ended and everybody left. And I never heard from him again.
That was it. He didn't, like, come up after the class and say hello?
No, it wasn't like, you know, great job. That was so fun.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Were you, like, really hard on him?
I mean, I barely talked to him. Why? How could I embarrass him?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you giving us his number. We're just going to give him a call. Let us talk to him first, and then we'll try to find a spot to introduce you, okay?
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes. Was hoping to speak to Jeff, please.
This is Jeff. Who's this?
Good morning, Jeff. My name is Obi, and that's Chloe.
Good morning.
So right out the gate, there's two of us on the line right now because we're trying to help you go on a second date with a girl. Well, I probably should have told you where we're from first, right? Okay, so we do the morning show for K92.3, mm-hmm. A radio station that gets people back together again, and you went on a date with Dana? Hello?
What? Okay, so I'm sorry. Start over.
So I'm Chloe, and that's Obi, who you just heard, and we heard about you going on a date with Dana. Is that true?
And how did you hear about that?
So she reached out to us, and we're trying to get the both of you back together again.
Why?
Why are we paying for another date?
Well, no, why do you care? Like, how did you...
Well, she cares. She cares enough to call us. She wants to get you on another date with her.
Wait a minute. She called you, so you... Is this high school? Like, what are we doing here?
Okay.
Like, what? You got to get me up to date. This is weird. I'm just sitting at my desk. Like, my brain is nowhere near this date.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're offering is a $75 gift card for you guys to go on another date. But if you're not interested in her, then that's okay. We could be done with the call.
No, I'm not interested, but thank you.
There's nothing we can tell Dana to just, you know, let her know, like, this is the reason Jeff's not calling you back.
Okay. Why don't you tell her it's not cool to flirt with another guy in front of your date?
Oh. Did this happen at the restaurant y'all went to?
No. So dinner was all right. It was fine. And, you know, she teaches a spin class, and she was giving me a hard time. Like, I'll bet you can't handle my spin class. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to show up. I'm not really a fitness guy. I'm not a gym guy. I've never done a spin class. Sure. And there's two guys in the whole class. The other guy is built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's up front, and he's killing it. And she's talking to him like every 2 seconds. Ooh, Carlos, so good. Ooh, Carlos, those muscles are popping. Ooh, Carlos, look at that booty. She doesn't once come to the back row and just say, hey, nice work. How you doing? She's all over Carlos the whole class. And I'm like, this is complete BS. I'm not doing this.
Wait a minute. So Carlos is one of her clients?
Yeah, he was in the class.
I mean, that is her job as a coach, Jeff, to, you know, encourage everyone in the class.
The room was full of people, and she had it all out for Carlos. Trust me, it was not okay.
So then us trying to get you guys on a second date is probably not going to work, right?
No, you should call Carlos. Should be all over that. God.
Okay, can we do this then, Jeff? I want to be fair to Dana because Dana is on the line, and our purpose was to get the both of you talking.
You said you'd pass. No, you said you'd pass the message.
Hold on 1 second. I mean, are you serious right now? I mean, Carlos, this guy has been with me for months. He's been on this self-improvement weight loss journey, and I'm so proud of him, and I just want to, like, acknowledge the work that he's done. I mean, he's lost so much weight and gained so much definition. I mean, it's my job to
You didn't
to,
even
to keep
acknowledge
him going.
That I showed up for the first time.
Well, I mean, you wanted to just check it out, and I wanted to give you the space if you were having a difficult time or if you're just checking it out. Like, I don't want to single you out. I mean, I don't want to be like, hey, guys, this is my date.
You
I mean,
singled
what if things
Carlos,
don't work
huh?
out? And the class is like, where is this guy?
Well, you got to give,
there you, go.
You know, I understand, Dana, your perspective as a coach, like, give Carlos the credit. Good for him gaining back that confidence.
Yeah, but if you're not even going to pay attention to the guy who you could be potentially dating.
I just didn't think it was the right space. I mean, I have my regulars, you know, they're my clients. I didn't want to single him out and make him uncomfortable. And honestly, if this is going to make you feel that insecure, maybe you're not the one for me anyway.
Oh,
Yeah, well, she said it all. I mean, there you go.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.